If you are feeling that nudge inside of you, telling you that you are meant for something more, or that life is not meant to be this massive slugfest, then you are in the right place. Welcome to the Breaking Free with Lindsay podcast. I am Lindsay, and I am so glad you're here, because here we talk about breaking free from what we quote unquote should be doing, or from how we're told it needs to be done, so we can follow that whisper inside of us that is really calling us forward, that is pulling us forward to be our most authentic self and live the life that is on our heart. So this is all about shedding those fears, the limiting beliefs, the expectations that have been placed on you by society, your family, yourself, everything that is holding us back, and really living this free and beautiful life that we are meant to live. So if you are enjoying this podcast, please leave a 5-star review. It would really help me out and it would help others find it. Now, let's dive into today's episode. We're talking about one of my favorite topics today, and that is about making decisions and fear. I guess both are my favorite topics. And I want you to know that following your intuition, going after your dreams, it is not like you're skipping down a path with sunshine and rainbows and it's all bliss and glee and glorious. There is a lot of fear that comes up. So following your dreams and taking massive steps towards achieving them is really not for the faint of heart. It takes so much inner work. It looks easy from the outside. Everyone sort of looks at you from the outside of like, wow, that seems like so much fun. You're living the life, must be great. And then you're just like, I feel like I am crying half the time out of fear and working through all of my like hang-ups of like, what if I can't do this? What if it doesn't work out? What if I'm not capable? What if, what if, what if, what if, what if? So I want to walk you through the decision-making process in terms of emotions, because I think it will help to understand that the fear that often holds us back is just a part of the process. So the first part is really like the excitement and the dream and just like, this is this beautiful vision that I have for my future. And then it's so much fun as it starts to unfold. So whether that's starting a new business or traveling or selling your house or pulling your kids out of school, whatever it is, it's happening and it's exciting. And then the fear starts to kick in. What if I can't do it? What if this isn't the right time? What if I can't afford it? What if it doesn't go as planned? What if I make the wrong decision? What if I screw up? What if I fall flat on my face? What if I look stupid? What if, what if, what if, what if, what if? And then usually around this time, you're turning to others, you're doing research, or you're like, you're listening to other people's opinions like, hey, what do you think? Because you're not confident. So even though your intuition, you like feel strongly and that you strongly need to move in this direction, this, when the self-doubt creeps in, you start to second guess yourself and you start to turn to others. Hey, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Tell me about this. And then they start to weigh in. They start to tell you, oh, you're, you know, that thing is just a scam. You're being really irresponsible. Are you okay? Is there something wrong with you? What if your kids fall behind in school? Like if they're not in school, like, and all of this stuff. So they feed into that. And you're also probably searching for that just to reinforce all of the doubt that you're feeling. It's a really, really interesting time when you start to really second guess yourself and the doubt creeps in. But this is part of the process. This is what happens when the new version of yourself that's calling you forward to those beautiful dreams that you have comes up against your old thought patterns, your limiting beliefs, your fears, all of the things that are keeping you stuck where you are. This is your ego trying to keep you in your comfort zone. This is your ego not wanting to let go of the beliefs it's been clinging to as its truth for so long. It's really, really attached to those limiting beliefs and fears. And this is the part of the journey where it is so easy to give up. This is the part that you will be curled up in the fetal position, crying, and really just feeling rattled from the inside of just like, can I do this? Can I do this? Can I do this? Maybe I shouldn't do this. What if, what if, what if? And it's just like this waffling back and forth. But pay attention to what you feel in your body during this time, because intuition and knowingness feels steady and stable. Now, how exactly it shows up in your body might be different than how it shows up in my body, but usually there's like a sense of knowing. I can feel a pull around my heart. That is where I feel it. It feels like calmness. It feels like knowing. And the fear and the limiting beliefs and the doubts, it feels like thoughts. It feels like it's like this rattling, shaky feeling for me. It feels like almost like it's coming from the outside, but it's not. It just, there is something different about how it feels. And you can tap into your own body and know how it feels. And when your intuition is calling you forward, when your future self, when that higher version of yourself is calling you forward, it feels very grounding, even when it's scary, when it's calling you to step into this larger than life, this different version of yourself that you've never been and you don't really know what that looks like. It feels like you know. It feels like you know. It feels like you're sure, even if all the doubts and everything is rattling on inside of you. So pay attention to that and know that this is part of making really big decisions. This is part of going after your dream life. This is part of the process. And all you need to do when this rattling, this fear comes up, is to ride the wave of emotions, to notice the thoughts and the beliefs that come up. Ask yourself if they're true. Ask yourself if what they are saying is serving you. Because your intuition, you know the answer. You already know the answer, and you might not have the full picture painted out, but you know your next step, right? There was a time a year ago, just over a year ago. Actually, there's been so many times for me over the last couple of years but the thing, the one I wanted to share with you was, there was something pulling me to Bali and I didn't understand it. There was something, I could feel it. I could picture the map of the world in my head. And when I pictured Bali, there was a pull there. When I pictured other places, there was no pull. Something was pulling me to Bali and it made zero sense. I can list off probably 20 different reasons why it did not make any sense for me to come to Bali, but I felt so strongly called here. Go to Bali, leave your kids for 2 months, put them back in school, let them be with their dad. They will be fine. Go to Bali to meet people to help you figure out your life. And I'm telling you, when I boarded that plane, I had done the least amount of research I have ever done on any place. I was going to show up in one city and go from there. I had 4 days booked and I had no clue what was happening after that. I had no idea how to meet people. That seems so far out of my comfort zone. And I just went and I trusted and I rode the waves of all of that emotions of like, holy crap, what am I doing? Are you crazy? How are you going to meet people? Like all of the doubts that came up, I rode those waves of emotions. So ride those waves, notice what comes up, ask yourself what is true. And at some point, if you really want to go after your dreams, if you really want to step into this bigger, beautiful, more expanded version of yourself, you have to let go of the things that are holding you back. You have to let go of those pieces that you've identified with for so long that have kept you stuck. You have to let go of them. You have to let go of them. And your ego will want to hold on tight. It is It is holding on fiercely to that comfort zone. It is holding on fiercely to those beliefs because that is what it knows, that is what it can control. And you are stepping into the unknown. Your soul knows it. I really do believe your soul knows it. But the rest of you is like, holy crap, what are you doing? Like, what? Are you sure? And that part of you is holding on. But in order to become the person that you want to be, in order to go after your dreams, in order to find your purpose and fulfill your purpose and just be this beautiful light on this planet, you need to let go of everything that is holding you back, that is no longer serving you. You need to let go of it, and you need to courageously walk into that new version of yourself, knowing that there is so much joy to be had, and you will also be curled up in the fetal position, crying yourself to sleep on some nights. So that is part of the process. So fear, decisions, following your dreams, all mixed together. There's beauty and there is shedding, and there is the extreme on both sides. There is that upliftment, that bliss, and there is the terror that you will feel at times. And knowing that that is all a part of the process really can help you move through it, because it's not the point where you should stop. It's the point where your being is saying, there's stuff here that needs to let go. There's stuff here that we need to drop. There's stuff here that is holding us back. Let's drop it and move through it and move on. So I hope that helps you today. Keep dreaming, keep focused on your dreams, and know that all of the fears and the unsettledness that comes along with it, there is nothing wrong with you. It is simply a part of the journey and the process. Have a wonderful rest of your day, my friend. Before you go, I want to share one quick thing with you that is changing my life. If you're like me and you want more quality time with your family, or you're realizing that your current salary isn't quite giving you as much wiggle room as it used to, or you want to educate your kids outside of the system without it having huge financial impacts on your family, then I would love to share what I am doing to earn money, because money equals choice. I have a free webinar that talks about the high-ticket affiliate marketing business that I'm in, which is a business that, when done right, is one that can give you massive amounts of time and financial freedom. So if this at all intrigues you, head over to breakingfreewithlindsay.com/learn to learn more. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you so much for listening.